Prime Time replay from Money FM 89.3.
Well, how many recruiters have you met in your job hunt, and how many of them have you liked? Well, does it even matter? Well, yes, it does. According to a global survey by Korn Ferry, it found that despite ongoing technology enhancements in the talent acquisition industry, liking your job recruiter is paramount in the hiring process.
Well, Korn Ferry garnered responses from 830 candidates and 161 talent acquisition professionals worldwide. And to break the numbers down for us this afternoon, Pip Eastman, Managing Director of Solutions for Asia Pacific at Korn Ferry's RPO and Professional Search Business. Good afternoon, Pip. Now, according to your survey, the vast majority of both job candidates and recruiters said it's imperative that a candidate like their recruiter. Okay, considering that a candidate may never work directly with that recruiter, why is this such an important factor?
When someone's considering making a move outside the organization, the recruiter is really the first person that they have interaction with. Mm-hmm. And when they're representing a particular employer brand, it's really important that that candidate experience is positive. Positive candidate experience builds trust, and trust and likability is the foundation to establishing a positive employer brand and a good candidate experience throughout the recruiting process.
So what then should a recruiter, what kind of characteristics should this recruiter have to make him or her likable?
Authenticity is key, and really seeking to understand what it is about the job seeker, what are their motivations, what's their skills and experience, what's really important for them in terms of environment to get the right fit for them for the next role that they move into. And all of those things build trust, and when you have a trusted relationship, mm-hmm. you're more likely to have a more positive relationship.
Mm-hmm. Okay, when the candidate is deciding between two offers, I mean, your survey found that the best thing is a recruiter who can do is to discuss why the recruiter's offer better aligns with their career aspirations. I mean, 44% of respondents said this. So only 5% of candidates surveyed said giving them more money would be the top move for causing them to accept one offer or another. Only slightly more, 8%, said an offer of a better work-life balance would be the deciding factor. Is that surprising? Why and why not?
Yeah, not really. I think making a move in your career is a really personal decision, and what motivates one individual is going to be different to somebody else. Cash can be king for mm-hmm. some people, and that may be the only reason that they make a move. But, you know, often for individuals, they have a very personal reason for wanting to make a move, or their career paths are quite different. So I think, you know, it really depends on the individual and what they're looking for. I think one of the really key considerations that we think about giving advice to candidates in is to think about what they're moving towards rather than what they're running from. Because any move that you make in your career and a job change that you make really needs to be sustainable, mm-hmm. and it needs to be something that builds on your career and gives you something that then helps you move to the next stage, whether that be with a different organisation or whether that be with the same organisation that you make that move to.
Okay, let's talk about this term ghosting. It's for our listeners, it started out as a dating term, right? When you don't show up for a date or you kind of disappeared after the first date. But this, it seems, is happening with recruiters as well.
I don't think the phenomenon of it is any different. I think we've just got a different term for it now, so that we can call it ghosting.
So you use ghosting as well in this industry?
Yeah, we can use ghosting. I think it becomes quite universal now, and you don't hear back from somebody that you now use the term mm-hmm. ghosting. So if I think about why that might happen in the recruitment process for a recruiter, is sometimes the process may well be that the recruiter doesn't have an update from the hiring manager. They might not have any concrete feedback to provide to the candidate. Therefore, they're not in contact, and that could be considered to be ghosting. Mm-hmm. So again, we would encourage individuals that are candidates to understand what the process is so that they know how long it might be before they hear something back, so they might not feel like they're being ghosted, when in fact it just might take a bit of time.
Who ghosts more, the candidate or the recruiter?
Look, I think it can happen on both sides. Okay. I think it can happen on both sides, yeah.
Okay, well, your survey also found that a candidate is most likely to drop out after initial contact with a recruiter. I think it was about 36% or so. Why so soon in the process? I mean, does it boil down to the likability factor?
Quite often when recruiters are looking to fill particular positions, they might cast their net quite wide with a very far-reaching pool of candidates, and not all of those candidates may have been qualified or might be right for the position. So if the interaction that the recruiter and the candidate have in the first instance is somewhat transactional, then that candidate might feel like they haven't necessarily been selected specifically for that role and hence might not choose to continue through that process.
Okay, so for this survey, it's a global survey, but did the findings vary from region to region? Is there anything you can pull out for this, for the Asia Pacific region, to be precise, that stood out for you?
I think some markets tend to be more competitive and transactional than others within the APAC region. But ultimately, I think it's universally true that we like to, or we prefer to work with people that we like, and we prefer to work with people that we trust.
Of course.
So I don't think there's anything massively significant within APAC that varied from the other regions globally.
Mm-hmm. Okay, with AI now being able to source for the best job candidate, how has a recruiter's role evolved in the job hiring process?
That's a really good question, because actually the role has changed for recruiters. I think the ability to find candidates is much faster than it used to be with the likes of technology that's entered into the recruiting process. So candidates, you know, we can find them a lot more easily. So the recruiters are able to spend more time on consultative activities, like understanding really the needs of the business and the needs of the hiring manager, as well as really seeking to understand the career motivations of an individual candidate and being able to match those more closely together.
Do you see the human element of the recruitment process being phased out eventually because of AI, or will there always be that need to trust a face, a human face?
We get asked that question a lot.
Or which one is smarter in the end?
So I'd probably say you've got two hands holding, one human hand and maybe one robotic hand. Mm-hmm. I think they work really quite closely together, and there will always be an element of EQ and understanding that a recruiter will bring to that process. Mm. So I think what it will enable us to do is probably have recruiters that are, you know, really focusing on the brand, really focusing on the individual, and being far less transactional in the parts of the recruitment process that have the lower value.
Okay. Peep Isman, Managing Director of Solutions for APAC at Korn Ferry's RPO and Professional Search Business. Thank you very much for coming to the studio.
Thank you very much for having me.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.